Sports Day for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years.
Great to have your company here on Sports Day with Peter Vlahos this afternoon. It is a Tuesday. Looking forward to speaking to this next gentleman. I've just seen his birth date. He's a Gemini. He was born a day before yours truly, but we're 20 years apart. Guess who's the younger one? He's currently an AFL talent lead for the Metro region in the Coates Higher League in Victoria. We're talking about the man that we had a good turn of foot. Had a very, very good left foot kick, long range kick. We're talking about Heath Black, and he joins us on the program this afternoon. Hi, Heath.
Hey, Pete. Great to talk to you again, mate.
How are you?
I'm really well. It was a bit of a mouthful there, but yeah, it's my title, I suppose, and I hate titles. More in the wellbeing space. So wellbeing lead of the metropolitan regions over here. That's obviously a pathway to get drafted, very similar to the Colts over in WA.
Fantastic. How long have you been doing that, Heath?
Yeah, I was a wellbeing coordinator back at the Oakley Chargers for 2 years, which was my old team where I got drafted from. And then from there, the AFL has invested a huge amount of more resources linked into the talent pathway here in Victoria. So we have two wellbeing coordinators at each region, one in the boys' space and one in the girls' space. And I've just sort of progressed to more of a manager's role and looking after the 12 wellbeing coordinators within that space. Also, from a coaching point of view, they've doubled their resources in coaching too. So it's a huge investment from the AFL. We're very lucky. And it's a full-time role now, Pete. So I've sort of, got my hands full with four kids.
Four kids?
Yes.
What are the age brackets? From what's the eldest to the youngest?
We had Chase at 21.
I remember Chase. Yes, I remember Chase.
Well, he's 21 years of age and playing at the Frankston Footy Club over here in the VFL. And then Caden's 19 and he's playing local level at South Belgrave. And then a big drop to Zara, who's 8, and Tate, who's 4. So we call it the madhouse. And that's the reason for it, big age gaps.
Yeah, I remember Chase, 21. That is crazy.
Yeah,
saying that, you came over here as an 18-year-old for Fremantle after you were drafted, as you mentioned, from Oakley. Do you remember that experience as a young boy coming over here?
I do, and I suppose that's why I'm so invested in the wellbeing space. It was a really daunting time, and to be 17, 18 years of age and moving away from home, I've sort of put it on record that I had a massive fear of flying in planes, which maybe to the average punter, it's like, yeah, whatever. But it was a huge thing for me. And even flying from Brisbane back to Melbourne yesterday, just high anxiety within turbulence. So it was a really, really tough time to move away. And the first 6 weeks back then of training, you don't get eased into training. It was, our first session was a 4K time trial. So you were in the thick of it. But it was a fantastic opportunity at the Fremantle Footy Club to come into a club that was in its inception and Jared Neesham to play myself and Jeff Sinclair at a really young age, set our sort of careers up to, even though that was probably premature, it was great to be at the club.
Well, you did very well. You notched up, I think, about nearly 70 games in that period before you were traded in that way to St Kilda, and you spent 3 years there. Tell us about your thoughts in your time at the Saints, because you know you stayed there for 50 games, and in the end, at the end of 2004, you came back to Fremantle. But tell us about your time at St Kilda.
Yeah, very different clubs. It was, Fremantle had to obviously really have the family at heart, and we're very inclusive with our families back in Melbourne. Where coming to a Melbourne club, it was a little different. They're a little bit more closed off, and it's business as usual. So it was great to come back and play for St Kilda in front of family and friends, and let's be honest, bigger crowds. They were very different clubs, but had fantastic opportunities at both. And Grant Thomas as a coach, you know, still a friend of his even today. He challenged me in different ways and was able to, set challenges during the week to get me ready for Saturday. He just knew how I ticked, and that was more of a defensive role on some extremely good players through that period, where going back to Fremantle in those sort of last 4 years under Chris Connolly, I had the best role ever, and that was sort of like a spare man in defence. So that was the role you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you were in your initial stint. You were second in the Doig Medal in 2001, an outstanding footballer. It's interesting when you were traded. Did that come as a surprise? Because what the Dockers did, they used that pick to recruit Jeff Farmer from Melbourne. And, of course, you ended up at St Kilda. What was it like knowing that you were moving? I suppose going home, it wasn't very daunting for you because you were going back to your home state, weren't you?
Yeah, and look, I can, to your listeners, I actually asked for the trade. So I wasn't traded, let's say, as a player that was unwanted. I was still a wanted player and contracts were on the table and I could have signed easily at the Fremantle Footy Club, but I wanted to come home. And then conversely, coming back to Fremantle from St Kilda, I would have been more than happy to stay at St Kilda. But for personal reasons, to try and keep our family together, I came back to WA. So that's the reason those moves were made. But yeah, ironically, how funny to come back to Fremantle from St Kilda and play and befriend Jeff Farmer, who was obviously involved in that first trade. It's amazing, the game of footy.
Yeah, it was. No doubt, working now full-time at the AFL, you follow the competition, you'd think, fairly closely. We're heading into another season, 2023. Fremantle certainly are an exciting club. St Kilda, unfortunately, going into this week, have got a whole heap of injuries. But it's exciting because Ross Lyon is in charge of them. How do you see your former respective clubs now in 2023?
Yeah, try and keep an eye on it, but obviously with the job in the talent pathway, often at games on weekends. But yeah, I'm really invested in Fremantle this year. I just love the way that they've gone about it. I love the move of Fife up forward. I can honestly see him possibly kicking 30 to 40 goals quite easily for the year. And if he's not kicking goals, he's bringing it to ground and making a contest. And with that leadership and guidance of a really young, dynamic midfield. Conversely, you've got St Kilda, who obviously have got a fantastic coach at the helm, but just ravaged with injury. I think you might find that the Saints are going to have a pretty rocky road in the first six rounds, but you might see in that middle to late in the year that they get a little better. But I've got some really, really high hopes for Fremantle, and obviously a bit biased because a lot of my mates that I played footy with are at the helm now. So I'm quite invested in what they're doing in 2023.
A lot has been said, Heath, about mental health in many workplaces. And there's no question we've seen AFL players take breaks from the game because they've needed to concentrate on their well-being. And that's a word that you've used frequently in this chat because that's your occupational space at the moment. How significant it is with the pressures that are bestowed on AFL footballers these days and also the young people that are coming into the system and the demands that are placed on them?
I think we, in the talent pathway, and it goes across, nationally, I'm involved in the national squad, the boys squad, who WA have four players in, and obviously work closely with Lee Walker as well, who's ironically, my wellbeing coordinator back in the day. So it's great to be working in conjunction with him again. We believe that our curriculum and the things that we teach the players at a younger level or at a younger age setting them up to be hopefully more resilient and more understanding of the nature of the industry. And that is, you know, quite cutthroat. People's opinions, you've got talkback radio, you've got every time you step out onto the field, you're analysed. And we're hoping through, you know, evidence-based curriculum that we can educate the players coming in to be drafted that end up at an AFL club to be, I suppose, able to deal with those situations a hell of a lot better. But in saying that, there are a lot, past, present, and in the future that will need, you know, indefinite time off to get that clinical help to make sure that, you know, they're okay. And I think what you're probably seeing at all clubs and across the board within the AFL is at any decision that's made, it's player first. And that's our motto as well. So whatever is in the best interest of the player, it gets done. And I think that that's a major shift within our industry over the last 20 years, and it's a good one.
Fantastic. A couple of final questions before we let you go, Heath. Who have you got the soft spot for? Is it Fremantle? Is it St Kilda? Or is it hard to separate?
No, I openly say I definitely have a soft spot for Fremantle. And even, you know, last year, myself and Jess Sinclair came back for the South Fremantle 1997 20-year reunion. So that was amazing. And even, you know, the Fremantle Footy Club got involved, and we ended up with about 20 of us at the stadium, which I'd never viewed a game. And you know, coming back to Melbourne and saying that that's the best football experience, spectator experience I've ever had. Seeing people dancing on chairs and lasers going through the air. And it was a very good experience. And just the way the club embraced us coming back, and, you know, South Fremantle as well, and the link that South has with Fremantle, it just felt right, and it felt really good. Not taking away the opportunities I had at St Kilda, but I just feel that coming into Perth and you know, meeting your old teammates and a lot of those old teammates at South, it was just an amazing week that I spent there last year with Jess.
Yeah, 1997, so it would have been probably a 25-year reunion then.
25 was. Yeah, that's my maths. That's my good maths. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Took me a while to work it out as well. I wasn't that good at maths either. So saying that, we leave you as a full-time person, as the AFL talent lead in the metro region over there, doing an outstanding job. And I gather you enjoy coming back occasionally. Any visits likely to return to Perth for the Black family this season at all?
Yeah, I used to be able to come over to Perth with my sort of private business, but that's, being a full-time employee of the AFL, that has definitely changed. No real trips at this point, but hopefully be able to pop in and say good day maybe once or twice this year. But I appreciate reaching out, and always happy to share. And it's great that, you know, you're really interested in that wellbeing space as well. So I appreciate reaching out. Thank you.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Thanks for making yourself available. South Fremantle, unfortunately, for not all the good reasons, have been in the news today, which you've probably picked up as well. Something stemming a couple of seasons ago, but we'll leave that for another day. Thanks for joining us, Heath, and all the best, mate. And we'll follow your progress very closely. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks again.
Good on you. Heath Black joining us, a former Docker and Saint, now working at the AFL, and he gave you an indication of exactly what he's currently doing, and doing a great job at that. You can join us anytime on the Tempera Bedshed text machine, 0487 736 736. Bedshed are the experts in Tempera mattresses, pillows and adjustable bases. You can check the range of Tempera products in store or visit bedshed.com.au. Just on the text machine, Vlahos off the long run. There's no name to it. That's when I sort of went on my soapbox regarding the reason that, and I don't know the reason why Cam Britt has not returned. A couple of calls that I've placed with him this afternoon, the South Fremantle CEO. But, I was doing a Dennis Lilly with that, wasn't he? Just pushing off the sight screen. And Lisa Vallenbrook also has been on the text. Hi, Peter. Totally agree with you about the South Fremantle CEO declining your invitation to come on air. When Duff was talking to a gentleman from the West Australian Football Commission this morning, that's Michael Roberts, he asked how much over the salary cap were South Fremantle, and he said they can't disclose that. In my opinion, that should definitely be disclosed. There needs to be more transparency on these issues. Good on you, Lisa, and thanks for listening. We might have your buddy back next week. We're just working on that at the moment. You know what I mean? It's 29 to 6. This is Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos. It's all thanks to Toolmart and Kia.